Spinning Tom, spin to win.
Hi, my dear long face listener. Why the long face? Join me, your bumbling, blundering but smiling host Shefali. They say money can't buy you happiness. But you know what can? A smile. Last year, around this time, I visited a trade fair. As I approached the ticket windows, I saw that there were two windows but a single queue at one of the windows. The window that didn't have a queue was being managed by a middle-aged gentleman. When I went closer, I realized that the gentleman sported a frown and his window sported a counter-closed board. I looked at the queue that was about 20 long and I decided to take my chances with the tall-faced gentleman. I usually smile when I speak to people. Unless, of course, I have a good reason not to. So I smiled at him and asked if he could give me two tickets to the fair. He looked at me and his face broke into a smile. He took the money from me. Then while giving me the tickets, he said, "How nice it is to see your face with a smile. You made my day. Thank you." I left the window with the two tickets and with a nice feeling that I could make someone's day brighter merely by smiling. You see, there's something about a simple smile, which is actually nothing more than lifting the corners of your lips and crinkling your eyes on the edges. It's something that makes a positive connection with almost everyone. But then, I too don't smile at the women who stare me down as they pass me by when I go for my morning walks. And I don't smile at the masked gentleman I see in the park whose round, pin-me-down eyes drill burning holes into me. I don't. Because it's a cultural thing. We Indians are generally wary of strangers, and unless we must interact with them, we try to maintain a stay away, stay safe kind of look. So no conversations, no smiles. I understand the practicality of the no smiling at strangers policy. But if we must necessarily interact with somebody, why don't we make it more pleasant by adding a smile? For instance, in government offices, ticketing windows, in shops and malls, in parking lots, on busy roads, in hospitals, in restaurants and hotels. And at home, where sometimes it's even worse, we forget to smile at our life partner who has stood by our side for years. Our kids, parents, grandparents, people who are our family. When we interact with others, why can't we sport a smile? Are you saying something? Oh yes. Yeah, I can hear you. Okay, Shefali, I'm willing to give it a shot. But you've been telling me how my smile can brighten up someone else's day, like I care. How about telling me what it will do for me? What is there in it for me? Point taken. Here are three things that a smile does for you. A smile makes you look prettier, handsomer, and generally more winsome than you do without a smile. A smile makes people want to help you out because your smile makes them feel better. You see, when you smile at people, you pay them a compliment without speaking a word. And you put them in a better mood so they feel like returning the favor by helping you out. A smile also makes you feel better, even if you smile just alone. How about trying it out right now? Smile right away. Now tell me, aren't you feeling a notch better already? Marilyn Monroe once said, "A smile is the best makeup a woman can wear." Da Vinci, my muse across centuries, said, "I love those who can smile in trouble." And there is a Chinese proverb, "Use your smile to change the world. Don't let the world change your smile." I know that the advice in the Chinese proverb is far-reaching, and the world doesn't change easy, but I can't help but agree with Miss Monroe and Leonardo da Vinci, except that I think a smile is a makeup that can be worn by men and women alike, and that it can make anyone look about 2x more attractive. Dear listener, the artist in me has had a tagline for more than a decade now. Draw to smile. Do anything you like that you are passionate about. But if you're a novice smiler, start by smiling about 5 times a day. Get creative. Find something to smile about. A bird outside the window, a mouse in your shoe, kids playing in the park, or my silly podcast that's right now creeping you out. Oh, woman, If I tell you that I'm smiling right now, will you stop needling me and leave me alone? Don't you have something else to do? Like figuring out what you'll be talking about in your next podcast? And yeah, remember to smile when you're doing that. Point taken. And I'm smiling. I stop here and now. If you enjoyed this episode, check out other episodes of this podcast. Also subscribe and follow The Spinning Top on your favorite podcasting app. Have a great day and smile away.